sorry to disappoint.
It's honestly strange.
Yeah, well, my name's Miles, JP. Thanks so much for stopping by iHeartRadio Canada on day two of Oceaga. Are you excited for your set today?
Fucking ecstatic about it.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, nice. You can tell it was a good night last night because the sunglasses are on and it's only 12:20. So yeah, that's the kind of vibe of the festival so far. We had a good night last night and we're super pumped for your set today. What can we expect from you on stage?
It'll be probably slightly more rambly than usual.
Okay.
Because I arrived yesterday from Amsterdam and I'm still jet lagged. And usually I overcompensate for lack of energy with more words.
Right.
So I'll probably just be a rambly dork. There'll be some songs.
Okay.
But mostly rambly dork.
How was Amsterdam? Gotta ask.
It was the end of my European tour. It was so fun.
Wow. Yeah. Was it a good crowd?
Yeah, and they sing along with like this collective accent. So lovely.
Yeah.
It's enchanting.
Yeah. And you were doing some shows in the UK as well recently,
yep.
Obviously on
we
that European
also.
Tour. Louis Capaldi, you were hanging out with him?
I opened for him.
Yeah. How was that?
He's a hero.
Yeah.
I really think he's exceptional, and I was grateful to him for sharing his audience with me.
Yeah, they're a fun audience because he's a fun guy. You talk about rambling on stage.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good at that as well. He's quite funny, quite the comedian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like I could go and see Louis Capaldi and just stand up.
You have to hear him sing though.
Yeah,
he's the voice of a generation.
Do you know if he's ready with his new music yet? Can you give us the update?
That is for him to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Okay. Well. What's for you to tell us? You know, you've been working on some new music recently in between these shows on tour, or?
Yeah, I'm an open book. You can ask me anything.
Okay, anything?
Sure. I can't promise I'll answer, but you can ask me anything.
What's your favorite drink?
Boba.
Oh, nice. Do you go for a specific flavor, or?
It depends on my mood.
Okay.
Today I would order a peach green tea, 50% sweet.
We're going to find one for you straight after this.
Don't talk shit.
Yeah. No,
you better follow through.
I'm a man of my word.
All right.
What's the favorite song you're currently playing right now on stage? Or
I think Tension. That's been my favorite to play recently.
Yeah.
Tension.
Any reason why?
I think I feel a lot of it.
Okay. Especially while jet lagged.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the crowd seemed to love that one too.
Yeah, people really scream. I think screaming about the dysfunction of our approach to our loving relationships is one of the more cathartic things to yell about in a group of people.
And you just got to get it out. You just got to let it all out, right?
I mean, if you don't, then where does it go?
Exactly. How was the shows in Canada you did as well recently? Because there was a couple in Toronto and your first headline show in Montreal as
mm-hmm.
well.
It felt very homey.
Yeah.
I felt very Canadian.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been able to do headline shows in Canada since I put out music, really.
Yeah.
These were my first headline shows in almost every part of Canada except for Toronto. So, you know, home is a complicated thing for a lot of people. And I think, especially as a, you know, touring musician, especially after the last couple of years, like feeling at home in a place, I think is confusing for almost everyone I know, and to be made to feel so at home here in Canada, especially in Montreal. That was, I think, the most affectionate crowd I've ever performed
really
for. Yeah, they were so warm.
Yeah,
and I was really grateful for that.
Well, I'm sure after, you know, such a successful night in Montreal, there'll be a load of those fans back here looking to see you again today.
I've missed them.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see them again.
Nice. Let's talk about that. You were saying you know, it's nice to feel like you're somewhere like home. Mm-hmm. You're in LA. Does that ever feel like home?
I haven't been to LA in months.
No?
No.
Well, just because you've been on the road, or?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You miss it?
No.
It's good to get away a little bit?
Yeah.
Because that's where you were for like lockdown and the whole pandemic.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. Can it be quite a toxic place
to
live?
No. It's a beautiful place to live.
Yeah.
I would say like any city, you just kind of find your little version of it and then you hold on to it really tight.
So you don't have like an LA starter pack if someone's thinking about moving
an
to LA,
LA what
like a
starter pack?
Yeah, like what would be your advice to someone who's looking to move out to LA?
Find people who try and go about the world in the same way you do and hold on to them really closely. But I would give that advice to anyone moving anywhere.
Right. That's great advice. Any travel advice since you've been on the road for a while now?
My travel advice for touring artists is put socks and underwear on the rider.
Yeah. Nice.
That's helpful. For people, I would say, so when I traveled when I was younger, I would go to open mics to try and make friends. I've always found it easier to talk to people after singing because I'm somewhat shy naturally, but when you perform, people come and talk to you. And yeah. I think I learned that as like a 16-year-old. And then I realized that if I just kept singing and saying for more and more people, that more and more people would talk to me. When I was, I think I was like 20 years old in Paris and went to an open mic and did not have a hotel, was like, had run out of money for the hostel and just talked to people after and then found someone who let me sleep on their couch. That's oh. what I did when I moved to LA too, go to open mics and try and make nice. Friends to sleep on their couches.
That's a great tip. I'm going to start doing that, I think.
I'm not sure if that's a tip, but it worked for me.
Yeah, no, I'm going to start doing that. I'm still relatively new in Canada. I've only been here for
where you from?
2.5 years. From the UK. Okay. Born in Scotland. You were just in Glasgow recently.
I was just in Glasgow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but that's a big crowd for Lewis Capaldi, right? Because that's his.
I hang out with a lot of people from Scotland.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think of UK food?
Because that's I had that's the best the Indian food of my life.
That's the thing I miss the most. Indian
food. In
Glasgow.
Food? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the UK have kind of like for those of you that don't know, the UK have very much taken Indian food and made it their own. I think if you went to India, it'd be a lot different. I think we kind of mild it down a little bit.
I have the spice tolerance of a 4-year-old who eats mostly candy and hot dogs.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like ketchup is my spice level.
Yeah, yeah. Love the creamy sauces.
Anything beyond ketchup, I struggle. I just don't understand. Like, I respect it, but I don't understand it.
Yeah, like sriracha, like people that carry around little bottles of Tabasco.
It
with
hurts.
Them. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's painful.
It is.
And I don't want it.
Well, after this, we're going to get some boba. We're going to get some creamy, mild Indian food. And we're going to enjoy your
set.
You
know what? The Indian food in Glasgow was so good that I even handled the sweat.
Yeah? You're just like, I don't care. This is worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it.
I'll deal with this tomorrow. Quite literally. JP Sachs.
That was a phenomenal end to the interview.
Yeah, I think it was, right? Have an amazing time on stage today, Oshiega. And thanks so much for stopping by iHeartRadio Canada.
My pleasure, Miles.
Thank you.